I get a kick out of telling the fans that and the reaction that they get when they don't, they know that we don't go off the set list. It's one of the things that's special about our band, I think, and we kind of pride ourselves and are happy about that. You know, like I said, it's great for us to be up there playing different songs, and obviously it's a plus for the people who come see us play.
Well, now, is there, you're talking about all the songs just kind of get thrown out there randomly, and you guys are obviously familiar with the Hatebreed catalog. Is there any new stuff on the horizon? You know, I know Jamie went out and did a solo thing or a solo album for a little while. A lot of fans want to know what the story is with maybe a new Hatebreed album being released, being put together.
Yeah, next year for sure. That's what we're doing. I mean, we finish this, we go home to spend the holidays with our family at the end of the year for once, and we are going to hit Australia in February and have some downtime in the spring to record and get a new record out by next summer, because it's definitely time for us to do that.
Is that the Soundwave Festival you guys are going to go check out in Australia?
Yep. We were supposed to be out this fall, but something happened, and one of the headliners canceled, so we're going back to do it in February. And we have done it before, and it's a great time, and we're looking forward to that as well.
Is there any way, for anybody that hasn't seen your band live on stage, is there any way you could sum up a Hatebreed show just to give them an idea why they need to get there early and see your band?
We like to get to the crowd participation going. It's very energetic, very high energy, and it's very positive. You know, we want everybody to come and beat the hell out of each other, but, you know, we want everybody to leave with a smile on the face and have a good time. So we encourage people to come, you know, bring your family, bring your friends. It's something you can do and go have a great night out and talk about for the rest of your life, you know. It's going to a concert in general and experiencing live music is something that, you know, that everybody should have be part of their life.
Frank, I can't thank you again enough for your time. Like I said, I know you guys are busy, and I'm really, really stoked to get you here in my town so we can just get this thing crack and get this tour kicked off the right way. And I think this is just an amazing opportunity for your band to get out there to more people. I'm really, really stoked for you.
Oh, we're stoked to be out here, and we look forward to seeing you guys in a few.
All right,
thanks,
brother.
Thanks for the interview, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon, brother. Thank you again. Take care.
You got it. What's up, everybody? This is Frank from Hatebreed, and this is In Ashes They Shall Reap on the Rockstar Radio Show.